I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Chunky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. You want to follow along on TV? And the show is brought to you by EMP 180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. It's emp180weightloss.com. Jason's out sick, but it's cakes. EB and JP. Coming up in 20 minutes, give you a chance to win some tickets to see the Nats take on the Arizona Diamondbacks April 27th at Nats Stadium. But tonight, big game for the Wizards, 7 o'clock. Take on the Toronto Raptors in game two of that first round playoff series. And joining us right now, Tony Massenberg from NBC Sports Washington. What's up, Tony?
What's up, Nick?
You tell us, my friend.
Tony strikes me as a glasses half full guy, kind of like JP. I'm going to guess Tony's optimistic about the Wizards' chances in game two in Toronto.
Hey, man, you got to be optimistic.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I mean, I guess you got to be optimistic if you're a fan and you know, especially if you work for the team and you're doing pregame and everything and postgame. But, I mean, let's be honest. I keep breaking JP's balls about this because he's oddly optimistic. He feels like, oh, you know, they played him 500 in the regular season and we beat him 4 years ago. We could beat this team. Sure, that makes sense on some level. But eight seeds historically versus one seeds win like 13% of the time in the NBA. So in other words, we're 87%, if we look at it objectively, to lose.
That's true. But even Toronto Raptors will tell you that the Wizards aren't your average eight seed team. Right. I think you look at the fact that they're playing well, they have the potential to play a lot better with John Wall. It's just a matter of getting the timing and chemistry issues kind of out of the way. Plus, you look at the playoff situation, and I was one of those guys that referenced the Wizards knocking the Toronto Raptors out a couple of years ago. But as we've seen, this is a much improved Toronto Raptors team with a really deep bench that Dwayne Casey is really relying on to sort of get this team through when the stars don't necessarily play as well as their numbers may indicate. You look at the fact that it's 27-point score between DeMar DeRozan and Kyle Lowry, and yet the Raptors still found a way to win that game. Now, they set a playoff record for made threes going 16 for 30, but at the end of the day, the Wizards have a tall order in trying to win a game in Toronto, especially when you look at the fact that they've got one of the more productive benches in the league. I mean, 42 points, from the bench doubles the Wizards' output from the bench. And if that's going to be the theme of the playoffs, where they're literally getting double the output off their bench versus what the Wizards are getting, then that is probably going to make the difference over the course of the series.
See, Tony, my thought, and maybe it was simplistic, is that this Wizards team, even though the record wasn't as good as last year, when John's healthy, when everybody's healthy, is a better team than last year because the Wizards' bench is better with Mike Scott, Oubre, Satoransky now moving to the bench. Now, they got nothing out of Oubre and Sato in the first game. What are your expectations the rest of the series?
Well, that has to change. And there are a couple of things that have to change in this game in order for the Wizards to really have a chance. First of all, they got to defend the perimeter a lot better than they did in game one. I mean, 50% from the three-point line is just – that's way too high. I mean, you just don't really see that, 53%. It's just too high. And then you look at the fact that, again, we go back to the bench production. That's something that Toronto has relied on all year. And there were question marks as to how deep Casey would go with his bench, being that it's the playoffs, because most teams shorten the rotation. Well, you look at the fact that, like I said, they get 42 points off the bench, and that's without Fred VanVleet, who's a guy that averages double figures for him and one of the best bench players who's going to be coming back. So that has to be addressed. And the other thing, you're right, you got to get more out of Oubre, I think Mike Scott had a pretty good game, but you've also got to get more out of Otto Porter. I didn't think that Otto was very aggressive in that first game, and that's something that the Wizards are going to have, because in that last series where they took the Wizards out a couple of years ago, Otto Porter played a significant role in that.
Yeah, I mean, I think he played 32 minutes and only took seven shots. You can't do that in today's NBA.
Yeah, yeah.
Not
seven
if you're a max player.
Not going to cut it at all. He was not aggressive enough offensively.
Right.
You know, the people talk about Otto's aggressiveness. To me, Otto, he's a glue player, and he just kind of fits in. It's not like he has the ball in his hand. And you know, John had a big game, but he's a ball-dominant guy. There were 29 team assists, but they're all coming from, you know, 15 from John. The ball movement is less, and particularly down the stretch when John's in the lineup.
Well, that was evident by the fact that the team had 29 assists early in the fourth quarter. And guess what? They ended the game with 29 assists. And that speaks to what you were talking about going down the stretch in that fourth quarter. The ball did not move as well as it needs to move in order for the Wizards to get good looks at the basket. So they've got to address their play going down the stretch. And that's been an issue for a while. Even with John out, that was clearly an issue. And you would hope that it would get better because, again, you're talking about your all-star point guard, the guy who kind of sets the table for everybody else. And, yeah, the guy that can also make plays and create for others and also put the ball in the basket himself. He didn't have a good shooting night, and maybe he needs to – I'm not going to say shoot less, but he's got to take better shots. And I thought that his looks in game one were not that great, and that's part of the reason why he didn't have a good field goal percentage.
Talking to Tony Massenburg from NBC Sports Washington, of course, played for 12 NBA teams during his career, including the Spurs, won a championship with them in 2005. So I have another kind of simplistic reason why I picked the Wizards. I generally believe that in the playoffs, it comes down to the stars. And whichever team has the better star or more stars wins. And I believe that John Wall is the best player on the court, even against guys like Lowry and DeRozan. What's kind of your theory? You were part of many playoff teams as to which teams tend to advance.
Well, a lot of times the game does. You're absolutely right about that. The game does come down to the star players, and even more so when those star players happen to be your backcourt. Guard play is essential in the playoffs because possessions are really important. Turnovers are something that you cannot afford. For the most part, the less of them you have, the better chances you have at winning the game. And that comes down to the play of your backcourt. Now, that being said, the big guys for the Wizards also have to step up because clearly the Toronto Raptors are not just a team that runs and guns or plays just with those two guys in the backcourt and DeMar DeRozan. They utilize their front line. I think you saw that Valanciunas is a handful. He's a big man. And Jan Mahimi and Marcin Gortat cannot afford to get in foul trouble the way they did in game one. I thought Marquise Morris played really well. You look at his versatility and the fact that he can score against smaller players and take bigger players out on the perimeter and knock down some jump shots. I thought John Wall did a pretty good job of finding him. But you've got to get overall more production off the front line for the Wizards.
Tony, I'm stealing this stat from Ben Standing, at Ben Standing on Twitter. It looks like the heavy minutes are affecting the two Wizards superstars, Wall and Beal. John Wall shoots 29% in the fourth quarter of games where he plays 39 or more minutes. And Brad Beal is at 27% field goal overall and 12% on threes in the final minutes of games. So these heavy minutes they're logging, they look like they're taking their toll on Wall and Beal.
Well, you look at John Wall coming back four games under his belt. Not ideal conditions, but, you know, that's what they've got with him. So he's got to work out some kinks, shake off some rust to try to get his offense back smooth. Then you look at Bradley Beal. I hate the fact that he had to play so many minutes going down the home stretch toward the end of the season. I mean, 40-plus minutes a night. Mm-hmm. You look at the fact that he plays 40 minutes, over 40 minutes, close to 40 minutes in game one. The usage rate for Bradley Beal, to me, is a little bit of a problem because he does tend to get heavy legs at the end of games, and that's when you really need him. And when you're a guy who relies on his three ball as much as Brad does, you certainly need your legs going down the home stretch. And the amount of minutes that he's logged, I think, in totality with the load he's carried over the course of the season without John Wall, having to do a lot of point guard duties as well as be the team's lead scorer, I think now we're starting to see a little bit of that effect because he hasn't had any breaks, and this year was the first year that he completed an 82-game season. So it's coming at a little bit of a price for these guys.
Hey, Tony, I wanted to switch gears and get your take on a couple of Spurs-related topics. Since you played with the Spurs and Popovich, after Game 1 where they got blown out by Golden State, he gave a typical Greg Popovich, super grumpy, curmudgeonly press conference.
He's a jerk.
He's a jerk like that to reporters. I just wonder what your experience was with him. Did you like him? And then can you believe that Manu Ginobili is still getting it done? He's 40. Not that they're going to win that series or do anything, but I just looked at the box. He put up another 10 points last night. Nothing spectacular, but he's coming off the bench, and he's still a really good player in the league.
He's a really good player. And I tell people all the time, you know, there's so much hype swirling around James Harden right now. And I tell people, hey, listen, I saw the blueprint for James Harden several years ago. It was Manu Ginobili. The Euro step, the step back jumper off the left side, the hard drives left. I mean, it is very much like what Manu would do, but it's better. I think I look at James Harden, and I have to concede that. But that all being said, you look at Manu's skill set. Yeah, the things that he does, even at 40 years old, are still effective because he really knows how to play the game, and he understands his limitations, and he picks his spots. My personal relationship with Coach Popovich is great. I like Pop. I understand that he can be a grumpy old man sometimes, but a lot of times that's what you got to do, and that's what works for him. And certainly he's got a fistful of rings to show for it. But right now you're looking at the San Antonio Spurs without Kawhi Leonard. It's going to be an uphill battle, and they're going to have trouble being competitive with the Golden State Warriors based off the way that they played and the fact that they don't seem to be slowing down any, even without Steph Curry. You can see a difference, but it's still a team that features three all-stars and three guys that will probably be Hall of Famers. So tough task for the Spurs in dealing with the Warriors series.
Yeah, they're loaded. All right, so what's your pick tonight, and has your series pick changed? What's your series pick?
Well, I'm still going with the Wizards in seven. I think tonight is a necessary win in order for this series to go seven games for the Wizards, because I think they really need to get a good one under their belt in Toronto. And if they could somehow pull a win off tonight, I would feel good about their chances. If it does go to a game seven back in Toronto, I would feel good about their chances there.
All right, it's Tony Massenburg. Thanks for joining us, pal.
Thank you, Tony. Good stuff.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks for joining us on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline. Played for 12 NBA teams. Also played a year in Italy and a year in Spain.
Oh, he was a monster. Always had a sick body, strong dude. Still is.
He still has a sick body.
Yeah, it's crazy. He was a beast at Maryland. He was there, obviously, when we were there. I think maybe our freshman year, he was
86
senior.
To 90.
Yeah, so we maybe saw him there 2 years. Yeah, just an absolute beast. He carved out a super amazing professional career.
The Terps actually have two guys, like the record of guys who have played on the most NBA teams is 12. So Tony Massenburg's one of them. Joe Smith's another one.
Is he also played with 12?
NBA teams, and yeah. I think Chucky Brown is in there.
Okay.
NC State.
Some well-traveled guys in there.
And there might be another guy, but just guys that they stay in the league, and they just bounce from team
You're
to team.
You're talking about
team.
My wheelhouse now.
That's right. Yeah.
Old 80s, 90s.
These are your guys.
All right, coming up next, we're going to give away some Nats tickets. Your chance to score tickets to the Nats Diamondbacks game coming up April 27th at Nats Park. You can call in now at 800-636-1067. We'll play some Who Am I? Here on the Junkies.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington.
I know we're about to play this game. But I just wanted to mention real quickly. So I was out in the break room, and I don't know. I think I spent about $7 today over
okay.
there buying crap.
Yes.
I bought like this Coke Zero thingy.
It's a life leak.
I bought an oatmeal, and then I just bought a thing. I wanted to have silly breath.
Okay.
I'm going to see my rheumatologist and then my physical therapist.
Well, shout you make out with them?
You might shout out to Sport and Spine.
I'm about having nice breath.
No, I just don't want to, when I talk to a person, I don't want to have bad breath.
You know, give one or nine of those to AWOD because he just ate Brussels sprouts with bacon and cheese all over them. Says,
ooh, that actually sounds good.
Guaranteed.
Who made it, though? Who made it?
Valdez, a homemade Valdez meal.
Oh, I wouldn't eat a Valdez homemade.
This is a low-carb concoction I just made.
I wouldn't eat that.
It's delicious.
I don't know where his dirty hands have been. I would not.
I had my reservations, but I just had a bite, and it was excellent.
Really?
Yeah, no, I love Brussels sprouts and bacon and cheese. Believe me. Just don't know about the Valdez. Now I'm insulting Valdez. I just something about the cleanliness.
But it is
cleanliness.
It is officially the smelliest food you can bring into an office environment. And usually, I don't care about
eggs
people bringing
eggs
food
bad.
Generally. It doesn't bother me. But I mean, Brussels sprouts is a special type of smell and odor.
Well, the
to
worst
bring into
smell
the
when it comes out, we all know, is asparagus.
Oh, yeah. Asparagus pee is the worst.
Oh, my God.
It's just terrible.
It's, like, traumatic. Like,
it's really
bad. The first
bad.
Time I experienced that, I thought I was dying. I was like, what is that smell?
Yeah, it's asparagus, man.
No, I don't want to get out of here. I don't want to smell that. It's gross, man. God, he's the worst. But my point was, is that I saw Valdez. He was wearing his free Wizards pullover.
Yep.
This is Matt
I'm wearing
Valdez.
My free Nationals pullover. Right. I'm wearing my NBC Sports Washington.
I definitely have a free shirt underneath.
Listen,
yeah.
Everything I'm wearing is free. I'm even wearing my MeUndies. I mean, everything I'm wearing is free.
Your lacrosse shirt free?
Free. Yeah. But what I said to Valdez is we gotta talk to the Maryland folks because I wear these Maryland sweats. I'll be honest with you, 3 to 4 times a week. Here. Wear them to work all the time. I sleep in them, put on kicks, and I come to work.
That's smelly. So nasty.
They're
smelly.
They're so comfortable. But here's the thing. They're so old and tattered and beat up.
Getting frayed.
Oh, they're gross. They're actually gross at this point. And I thought about it. These are dating back to the Randy Edsall era, right? These are at least.
No, I think those are Durkins.
These are Durkins?
I think that's Durkin era.
No chance.
What?
Those are at least 4 to 5 years old.
They're probably,
no way.
They might be fridge.
They're probably fridge.
They're not the fridge. Because you guys got a pair
Joe
too,
Kubek.
Right?
Yeah.
I honestly think it's when Edsall just Duffner gave
era.
Us a ton of gear.
I remember that we were in Lanham when we got it.
Yeah. Can we make a phone call? Now, they sell Maryland gear anywhere. I could actually buy it at Marshall's.
Keep wearing Bobby Ross gear.
But I get... Like, just nothing turns me on more than free stuff. Can we get some more free gear from Maryland?
It's funny you say that because Ryan at the University of Maryland was saying we got to hook the guys up with some gear.
Oh, really?
Oh,
it's music to my ears.
I found the sweats. I love the sweats. I like the material. There's something special about this material. They're warm.
I just texted him. I said, I hope you're listening.
Yeah. There's something. Cakes, what are... Look.
Why don't you look at the tag?
Your Bozak is probably simmering there.
Here, I'm going to give you a secret. All right, ready? Did NBC Washington have
it? Oh, God.
I think I have a hole right in the butt. Can you notice?
Definitely has a hole right here.
There's a hole.
Right here.
I have a hole right in the butt.
Look at that. Right there. You're definitely wearing these out.
I wear these all the time. They're the most comfortable.
It's showing.
This is the most comfortable pair of pants. I don't know what you call these.
You've honestly dressed like a senior that lives in like an old man's home, old folks home for about 15 years. You love the whole sweatpants look.
Well, it's not the look, it's the comfort.
I get it.
I actually have a couple pair of jeans that they're the modern sort of skinny jeans, but they're stretchy material. They're actually kind of comfortable.
Right. I'll tell you,
but
and I'm not
saying nothing's more comfortable than sweatpants.
Of course not.
A regular jeans, but uncomfortable.
My RevTown jeans are actually really comfortable.
All right, give me a free pair, and then I'll say that same thing.
Whatever happened to that? Didn't we like angle for more because I mentioned them on the air?
I don't know.
Some added value.
Yeah. I thought you were working on that.
Yeah, you have to be the point man on that. You can't just throw a mention out there and just leave it. You got to follow up.
All right, I'll send an email today.
I mean, I could truly go to TJ Maxx and get Maryland sweatpants for $18. But I
but
love
why?
Free.
Oh, and
except
free.
For discounted TVs,
pay double, 50% off.
No, here's what you don't understand.
Like, well,
I don't
understand.
No, you don't understand.
What you're saying
it's
is there's little margin. So when they're giving you 50%,
then it's probably
it's gonna
a $600
be like
TV.
Right, I get it.
They're selling the store for $450. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So
what I'm saying is
it's like when you get the gift book from CBS. And you get the $800 binoculars,
right.
But they're really only $20.
I got golf clubs.
Yeah. That's what I
got
I
a
think.
Knife set.
That's
I get
what
it.
No,
we're
I think
about.
I think I've seen it before. You can buy anything off their website, but it's the original price, like when it first comes out.
Exactly. So that you're talking about the Samsung bit.
Don't think I hit up Cakes the second he walked out of that studio.
Yeah, yeah. Summer. I just know the margins. There's just no way it can be. It's too good to be true.
Samsung Steve is in the washer dryer.
He's
game,
incredible
by the way.
With giving free phones, though.
You think he doesn't have connections?
I understand that, but he's a specialist now in washers and dryers.
Is that what he is?
Yes. He moved from cell phones to washer dryers.
Oh, is that why we're not getting any more new phones? Like the S9's been out for a while.
Well, you guys, we got new phones not that long ago.
Yeah, I got the S8.
Do you know about a month ago I bought a Samsung washer and dryer and did not hit up Steve?
Oh, you're a donk.
You're such a donk.
I joined so on your financial sense earlier. Maybe I was on to something.
I could use one. I get psyched. Do they have the one where it's just all in one? Does Samsung make one of those?
Probably.
I'm sure they do.
You don't have to remember to go put the dumb clothes in the dryer. It just does the whole bit.
I don't know.
You don't
I didn't see
that
at Best Buy when I went there. Donks off.
Hey, can you set it so that it washes and then dries?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, that's silly.
That's of course. Well, what would be the point? If you can't set it to do both, then you might as well just have two separate.
Then it's stupid.
Yeah. Of course you would set it to wash it and then dry it.
Can I set it to wash and then dry?
Right, can you imagine if they had an all-in-one and you had to hit the button twice? It's so dumb.
Well, the concept is foreign
We've
to
gotten
me.
We've gotten so lazy as a society.
I know. But you guys never do the bit where you do some laundry and then you forget. And
yeah, of course.
Then
and
you
they're
gotta
all
rewash it because now it smells dirty.
Yeah, but smelly.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
of course.
It's genius that you can do it all in one.
All right, we're going to do a round robin, who am I? I was just going to prepare who am I, and then Drab was like, no, we're doing round robin.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to spin the wheel, even though Jason's not here.
Well, it's Jason's
Punch
game.
Up our contestants.
All right, now does it have to be a nat that we're doing? What are the parameters?
Talk to whoever gives the first clue.
Oh, this could be anything.
Oh, can I get
Depends
the first clue?
Where the wheel lands.
Depends. You got to spin the wheel.
All right, so we're doing a bunch of donks. All right, so let's go to... Go to Angelo. Hey, Angelo.
What's going on, guys?
What's up, buddy?
I've already forgotten. What do? I put him on lock?
Yeah, you got to lock him. There
all
you
right.
go.
And let's go to Ahmed. He calls all the time. Ahmed.
Hey, good morning, guys.
How are you, my friend?
Prize pig. Good morning to
I'm
you.
Doing prize well. Pig. And let's go to Johnny. Johnny, hey, pal.
Morning, fellas.
All Johnny, right. Just curious, did the Caps win tonight?
Sure hope so.
To the Wiz win
Probably
tonight. To the Wiz
Hell
win
yeah,
tonight.
Oh, he's
Hell
very
yeah,
convinced
do.
About the Wiz, not so much the Caps.
And the Nats.
It's a toss-up. Depends on the pitching.
Yeah, so not really.
I'm not even sure.
All right,
it
doesn't right. matter. Yeah. You called to play the game. Spin the wheel, Valdez. Who has the power of the wheel? Because usually that's Jason.
It's on Cakes.
Jason always leaves
oh,
himself
me?
For third.
Yeah, Cakes has the power.
A-Wad!
He's playing?
Yes!
I'm taking
I made an executive
spot.
Decision!
All right. Oh, God. This is going to be
All
the
right.
worst first clue ever.
The first clue is, I am an NBA player in the playoffs.
Mm. Okay, that narrows right. things down.
All right. Anybody have a guess? No guesses. If they do we do the bit if they guess and get it wrong, they miss the next clue. They don't get a guess the next go around.
Yes, we can establish that today. Sometimes we just flat out eliminate them.
Right.
Hey, you have to have rules.
Yeah.
In 2018, you have to have rules with your radio contests, and the rules dictate that the next clue is given by John Paul Flame.
I play in the Western Conference.
All right.
Western Conference
playoff team.
Playoff baller.
Any guesses?
No.
I have no clue.
No. All right.
Spin that wheel as we play Who Am I here on the Junkies for Nats tickets.
Drab t-shirt.
I am an international.
International NBA playoff baller.
So hurt.
Tony Parker.
Who had that guess? What? Who was that?
Ahmed. I think Tony Parker counts.
That was... Yes.
Tony Parker counts?
Of course it does.
I'm mocking the guests.
Because there's so many people you can choose from.
There's 100 guys.
Or are you thinking of Tony Parker, Drab?
No, I was not.
All right, Ahmed, you got to sit out a clue. So this leaves Angelo and Johnny for the next clue. As we spin the wheel.
Spin it. Who's going to land on? Matt Myers, a.k.a. Matt Valdez.
I was an all-star.
Oh, was an all-star.
You guys, are you doing this on purpose, making me last? I have to put this all together? An all-star international.
Somebody.
I'll give you a couple choices. I can hook you.
Let me just do it. Let me just do it for fun.
The wheel could skip you.
Yeah. But that'd be great.
I don't know, right upside down, but there's one.
No, I don't want to look at it yet.
All-star. Wheel's definitely not landing on flakes. No chance. At EB Junkies on Twitter.
Oh my God. Okay. I got one. I think. Not sure.
The hardest game show ever.
I was a former wizard.
Former wizard.
That narrows it down.
International NBA playoff baller. Any guesses?
No shot.
Wow, that's kind of tough now. Now I got to look at the teams.
All right, let me ask, before we spin the wheel again, has Pedro been following along? Because if Pedro's been following along, I have an inkling that the wheel's going to stop with him.
The one, I think he was an all-star.
Oh, you don't know if he's an all-star?
I think he was an all-star.
Spin the wheel, Valdez.
Thanks. Is this guy an all-star at one point? Pre-Zards. I think so.
I think so.
Yeah, thank you.
The wheel falls on Pedro Medhurst.
Pete? He's not listening.
Pete's not listening?
He's finished.
Yeah.
All right. Spin it again!
Who's giving the last clue?
Gotta see who it falls on.
I have another good clue, I think. Can I do it?
Wheel falls on Eric Bickle.
I believe.
Hold on, I believe.
I believe this is true. I believe he has one testicle.
Well, that's, good giveaway.
I mean, you should get it. I don't think you can be more specific.
I don't think you could.
The guy's one testicle.
I don't know if that's widely known.
I think it's pretty widely known.
I mean, I know.
Clearly
well,
not to
in this
Enzo,
room, it's
Ahmed and Johnny.
Well, it's their fault.
They're donks.
No.
No guesses?
Spin it again, Valdez.
Got me beat.
All right, spin it again.
I don't think he was an all-star.
Not an all-star. Is that right?
Scrap that clue.
There's no way.
With Denver, he was not as a center?
No chance.
The wheel was kind of teetering towards AWOD and then shifted to Drab T-shirt.
All right.
We have to scratch out a clue.
You got to scratch out the all-star
clue. Hey, it's
clue.
Okay.
It's not like they were on the verge of it.
Okay.
This is in the game's bylaws.
Oh, he's got the answer.
Who is that?
Is it Nene, Angelo?
It is Angelo, and it is Nene. It's yes. Not Nene, Angelo. It's
the Nene. Right.
You're a winner, my friend. You get a pair of tickets to see your Washington Nationals take on the Arizona Diamondbacks April 27th at Nats Park. Tickets are on sale now through the Nats Park box office, but you can win your way in for free with 106.7 The Fan. Get all of your details now at thefandc.com/contest. And yes, it still says Nats Stadium on the copy. Trying to trip us up. And that's part.
He's never averaged more than 14.6 points per game or 7.8 rebounds.
I know, but he's a center. For some reason, I thought he made one All-Star team. But maybe not. Maybe I just remember a Nene, whatever you call him, push when he was here in D.C. Maybe that's what I remember. For some reason that...
Right, like the front office trying to get him an All-Star nod.
Yeah. Maybe. But you documented it for sure? You went to like his wiki page and yeah. He's not in there? Okay. All right. I told you I thought.
But he did dodge the testicular cancer.
Yeah,
so
he definitely has
him.
The one, you know.
He's a unit.
Do you think he has a prosthetic?
Yeah, no.
I think he's still dating. He probably would want that, yeah.
Really?
I think you would want that. Dating. It's pretty important.
I feel like he's making that up.
What?
I feel like you're making that up. He's not married.
Well, all NBA players dating?
I don't know. All I know is
I can say that safely.
If I were without one of those, I would want a replacement.
You clearly made that up. You have no idea if he's married or dating.
Well, he plays in the NBA. They're all dating.
He might be married and dating.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He's in the league.
It's probably both.
They're all dating. If you're in the NBA, you're going to get a
prosthetic.
You
didn't have it in your entertainment page. I did see that they named the Kardashian baby a wacky.
No, they didn't.
Yeah. It's Tristan Thompson.
Yeah.
And Khloe Kardashian. And maybe it's because of what just happened. I believe they named their child. I don't know if it's a boy or girl. True.
You're kidding. They're the worst people on earth.
True Thompson.
True. So that must be a boy. No, I think they said baby girl.
I don't know.
I think they said baby girl.
You're the entertainment guru.
I can't memorize everyone's baby. I was too obsessed with trying to find pictures of Carrie Underwood's face.
That looks exactly like her old face.
Her non-existent scar.
All right. So Angelo won the pair of tickets.
Thank God.
Can we
bury the game? I think that game stinks.
I think we just have to give you the first or second clue so you can be vague.
Yeah, well, I mean, you guys were narrowing.
Give it accurate.
You guys were narrowing it down. It wasn't like that threw you. Once I got to Wizard,
ex-Wizard did throw me because I was looking for silly players, and Nene doesn't really play.
Hey,
I was going through the head.
Come on, he's old. He's 35.
I was going through the starters of the playoff teams, so I wasn't really thinking of Nene. All right, phone number is 800-636-1067. You want to chime in on anything? We're the Junkies. Coming right back. Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Earlier in the show, we made a few bets on the DC trifecta. Can we get a recap?
I think I want to change my bet.
And yes. If people want to chime in, 800-636-1067. It is a big night. Doesn't happen that often, although it's happened a few times in recent years, where the Capitals have a playoff game, the Wizards have a playoff game, and the Nats are also in action. So I believe if you're watching them all at home, the first game is the Wizards game at 7 o'clock.
Right.
Then the Nats, I believe, is 7:10, and the Caps at 7:30.
Ooh, look at that. 7 o'clock is a silly hour tonight for DC sports fans. I like it. Here's how the action has unfolded thus far.
I've been a positive Pete. Could all change tomorrow.
I'm actually changing my bet.
In the NBA, JP and EB are on the Wiz side.
Okay, I like that.
I booked both bets. I'm picking the Raps.
To be clear, I'm picking the Wizards to lose a series. But I think they could steal one tonight.
I'm picking the Wizards actually to win the series.
Yeah.
And I've said all along I may be delusional because they certainly limped into the playoffs and they just slid down the standings. But I feel like they're as good as the Raptors.
There's been no action so far on Nats Mets. Nobody wants to dabble with that, apparently.
I don't have that much confidence in them right now, but I'm willing to. They're so bad. They've been playing so bad, they have to turn around. I'm almost willing to bet on the Nats tonight. Anybody want to take that?
I'll take your hatchet. I'll take the Mets.
All right, dog.
He's doing the anti-trifecta.
He's doing the anti.
Yes.
I'm feeling oddly optimistic this morning.
All right, so I've got you in for a whopping dollar, on the Nats. I'll book that with the Mets side of it.
Yeah, so, Valdez, will you book the trifecta for me? Book it yourself.
Sure. What do you want? Do you want only two or all three?
I'm going to do the trifecta. I'm going to do all three.
How much?
Just $10.
$10?
So you have to pay me $130.
Okay.
I mean, you could book it yourself or you could put it in.
Well, I'll put it in because I'm going to do it as well.
Yeah. I actually like it. So I'm going to take the Caps tonight, too. Again, I think
that's where you're switching because earlier you were on the Jackets.
Yeah, I'm changing that because I do think the Caps have dug a big enough hole that they're probably screwed.
So I'm switching you over to JP's side, you're
I'm taking all three for some reason. It's not Trimpy. I'm feeling oddly optimistic.
I think a lot of it makes sense. Look, they're going with Holtby, has good record against Columbus. They've lost two overtime
two
games.
Nail biters.
Really tight. They've had
dominated play in the third
a lack of
in
discipline. Hopefully they clean that up with the better goalie. I mean, Grubauer gave up 8 goals in 5 periods in an overtime.
Right.
I mean, that's a ton in the playoffs.
I thought going in the Caps were going to win the series. I have now changed, and I think they're doomed. But I'm going to pick the Caps tonight because this has to be their greatest effort all year.
You would think.
Has to be.
I agree with Neil Greenberg, who was on with, I believe, Grant and Danny yesterday.
What'd he say?
He basically said that despite the great collection of talent, they're just a flawed team that can't get it done in the playoffs. I have a side bet with JP. I'm going for a series sweep by the Jackets. I think they win both of the next two games. I think all of the wind is out of their sails.
I feel the most confident
about
that.
After the two overtime losses at home.
Right.
Now they have to go on the road. And even though Bobrovsky's given up a decent amount of goals, like 7 through 2 games.
It's not like he's been standing on his head.
He hasn't, but he's outplayed the Caps' battery of goaltenders at this point.
JP, are you in for the trifecta too? You want a piece of it? $10?
I got $10 bucks to win 130?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm pulling everyone here who wants to do it.
I feel like one of those teams. Look, I think
there's no chance it hits, but
independently,
I'm gonna put $10
on it. I believe the Caps win independently. I believe the Wizards win. The Nats, I really have no sense.
The Nats have no sense.
I mean, yesterday they stole a game, eighth inning.
They lose that game 98% of the time.
Bryce Harper had 2 RBIs. They walked in a couple runs.
Broken bat dinger.
Butt lucky.
They butt lucky. Then 98% of the time they lose that game.
Yeah. So
look
I'm
at
not
the realist over
part.
Here. I want the anti-DC sports trifecta.
All right, you want the anti.
I want the anti for 20.
For 20. Minimum's 25.
We 25 is fine. Okay.
If anybody responds, a speed round of trifecta calls, 800-636-1067.
Dravy,
what is more likely to hit? The positive side, Wizards, Caps, Nats all winning, or Cakes aside, which is Wizards, Caps,
well,
Nats all losing.
All the negative Nellies are going to agree with Cakes.
800-636-1067. We'll do a quick poll. What's more likely to hit?
Drabby, what are you banking
on? I'm still a Caps believer. So I'm in on the trifecta tonight.
So even though historically...
What do you believe in so much? The great goaltending? The awesome 5-on-5 play that they've had?
I believe they've outplayed them, and I believe in the do theory. And the Caps are too good to get down 3-0 to a poop team like Columbus.
That's the funniest thing you said all week.
What is Tom Daly saying? He's a huge Caps fan.
I'd love to hear Tommy DeLay's.
Come quick, Tom.
He's already ready to do the crashing.
Now he's a negative guy.
Season wrap-up next week.
Yeah, he's got sleep apnea, and if he eats a tree nut, he's going to collapse in a heap.
He's got every reason to be negative.
Vicky.
Yeah.
I am so negative. I am so concerned. I am team Cakes all the way.
Yes, so you think it's going to be a sweep?
Mommy.
I think it could be a sweep.
Yeah, sweepy.
Why? Aren't they going to be buzzing around tonight more than they? I mean, this should be the greatest effort by far.
You would like to think so, but I believe that the Burakovsky injury is going to mean more than a lot of people. So the fact that you're getting Verana in the lineup doesn't really help that you're also losing Burakovsky at the same time. Plus, the goaltenders suck.
I thought everybody complained that Verana didn't play enough, like in game one, and they scratched him for game two, right?
Yeah.
Because he was inconsistent.
Yeah, but I thought the nerds were into him.
I think Trotz is overthinking himself. I think in previous years, he would kind of just go with the best players. Now he wants to try to do things differently because the pressure's on. I think that's why he got away from Verana in game two.
Hmm.
All right, can we actually go to the phone calls here really quickly, Drab?
Right. He's barely. I'll just answer them. They can be unscreened. Hey, what's up? You're on with the Junks.
Cakes boy is going to be the winner.
It's more likely to be the negative trifecta.
He likes the.
These are my people.
Yes,
bring him in. There's plenty of
negative,
room on
definitely.
This bandwagon.
All right. Hey, trifecta. What's up? You're on with the Junks.
What up, though? It's going to be trifecta. We are winning tonight.
All right, you got some positive mojo there. All right, thank you. Let's go to Jimmy. Jimmy, what's up?
Hey, guys, three losers. I like to put $100 on they all three lose. It won't even be close.
Really?
Three losers. It's
going to
be a sad day, guys. Very sad. They all suck.
All right, thank you, Jimmy.
If it goes that way, by the way, if it goes that way next week, instead of having NHL and NBA playoffs to talk about, at least we will have the NFL draft.
That is true. By the way,
And then
I'm
it'll
hoping
be just
that I
baseball.
Come in here and give Valdez $25 tomorrow.
You're emotionally hedging. It's the first time you've ever done it.
It is.
I've tried to get you to do it before.
Yeah, now I've reached the end of my rope, apparently. I'm ready for the emotional.
You didn't even realize you're emotionally hedging.
But he actually believes that it's going to go
poorly. Oh, yeah, it's not a bit.
No, so do I. Every time I emotionally hedge, I believe it.
Yeah.
But it doesn't always
should be a fun night.
All right, we got to get out of here. For Bish, who's out sick, Cakes, EB, I'm JP. We'll see you tomorrow. Grant and Danny next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.